Now it is time for the most blogged, emailed, viewed, commented stories on the web. We call this thing the most. And to help me mostify the situation, I have some of my friends here. And also some co-workers. I won't tell you which are which. But Tricia,
because they're separate groups, friends and co-workers.
Yeah, I got a little list.
Especially in this case.
There's little movement between the list. Okay, let's go to you, Tricia.
Yes, hi. I have the most popular story. Hello.
What do you got?
Is this thing on? I have the most popular story on CNN. It is not the Iowa caucuses.
Oh, it's the Kenyan riots.
It is not
riots?
Politics.
No.
It's not the Kenyan riots.
Uh-huh.
Britney Spears breaking news.
Oh my gosh.
I'm actually shocked. Yeah, well, I am a little shocked, actually. But anyway.
No, it's a big story. It's
yeah,
tough.
Britney Spears was actually taken to the hospital last night for tests. There's been an ongoing custody dispute with her ex-husband over their kids. And there was some deposition yesterday in L.A. And then after the deposition, police and an ambulance were called to her home. And 3 hours later, she was taken out in the ambulance, and the kids went back to her ex-husband. So there's something going on.
Yeah, obviously, Britney not getting the political memo that it's all about change today. Britney's really
more
pretty
of the
much
same.
Yeah, sticking.
I mean, and
with
I'm starting
Britney
to feel
does.
Really bad about kind of making fun of this story because it's just
well,
getting
I just
sad.
Think it's sad. I really do think it's sad. We
clearly,
a
person
breakup.
With a substance abuse issue.
Yeah.
And who are we? We're getting our glee out of it, or at least the number. A lot of CNN viewers.
A lot
are.
Of CNN. Mm-hmm.
They could be very sad when they
readers,
go online.
Yeah.
We don't know that they're
taking Oh, right. Yeah, yes. Yeah. They have the right attitude as decreed by us. Dan, what do you got?
Hey, guys. Got a couple quick ones for you. One of them does relate to the primaries and not to, or actually the Iowa caucus, not to Britney, I'm afraid, Trish.
Right.
I know that you love the Britney stories.
Yeah.
We have a Google trend that we saw. One of the Google trends was Chuck Norris wife. was one of the most searched terms, Chuck Norris wife. So you think, why the hell was anyone searching that? Well, Chuck Norris was supporting Mike Huckabee. He's appeared in ads with Mike Huckabee. He was on stage behind Huckabee last night, right behind Huckabee. And standing next to Chuck Norris was a beautiful blonde woman. And a lot of people clearly were wondering, who is that blonde woman? Well, it was Chuck Norris's
Who's that
wife.
Girl?
That's right, Gina O'Kelly, who's been married to Chuck Norris since 1998. It's his second wife. And there's actually a blog dedicated to her, which I don't know if it's the most reliable source of information. It's a blog dedicated to Chuck Norris's wife, which says that they met on a dinner date in Dallas in 1997. Pauline did some research and found out that her story was that they met when Chuck Norris got his tongue chopped off and she was his nurse, but I'm pretty sure that's not true.
I say. Because there are a lot of good facts about Chuck Norris. I don't know if you know that.
I have heard some of them, yes.
I understand that in a way we're all Chuck Norris's wife. We just have to wait our turn.
Right.
If Chuck Norris stares at you for more than 4 seconds, you become his wife.
Real quick, one more most. Space.com. For those of our listeners, our friends out west, out there in Seattle on the west coast, there's an amazing meteor shower, possibly the best of the year, going on right now as we speak.
What?
Go outside.
You can see it if you go outside?
Yes.
If you live on the
It ends
coast.
At about
Don't
7.
Don't turn off your radio. Grab a portable radio and run out there.
Right.
Good job.
Transistor radio, if they still have it.
It's very cool.
Rachel, you got something for us?
I do. I have an interesting story about education in Japan. I'm interested in this. I taught in Japan a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And they pride themselves on their education system. They think it's the best in the world. And recently, they've realized or come to some epiphany that they might not be the best in the world anymore. And that India, actually, has surged to the top of international education and standards and success rates in their education program. And now,
at the elite level, I would guess.
And even at the primary and elementary level.
No, I don't mean how old the students are, but the poorest Indians aren't getting excellent educations like the poorest Japanese are.
You're right.
Okay,
you're right.
So they're modeling it after
exactly. They're
the
saying
best that India has to offer
we
might
are
be better
clearly
than the best
no,
Japan
no
does.
Longer the standard setting country when it comes to education.
Interesting.
Which is also interesting because for many, many years, the Japanese were, I think it's fair to say, a little bit biased against India. They thought, our Asian neighbors, they're poor, they don't know what they're talking about. So this has been a little shift.
And notice what country's just not in that discussion at all.
China?
Us?
Oh, us? I don't
like,
even think
of it. Yeah, why would the U.S. be
competitive?
The most searched, the most clicked on story would be Britney Spears.
And I always forget to say, that was from the NewYorkTimes.com,
by the way. Okay, that was the most from the New York Times. Pauline, do you have a most popular story?
I do have a most popular on Yahoo News. It's about a 37-year-old window washer on a Manhattan skyline that fell 47 stories. The man is living, he's breathing, and he will be walking soon.
Oh, that's amazing.
47 stories. So apparently, most people who fall more than 10 stories don't live.
Wow. Now,
he was washing windows with his brother, and his brother died instantly. So I think Superman actually exists. This guy must have superhuman genes or something.
The fall happened a block from where I live, and I walk my dog past that apartment every day, and I remember it being cordoned off, and there was almost no chance. You know, the cops were looking away, and when people said, what happened? At the time, the cops said, a couple guys fell, and I said, from how high? And the guy just shook his head, as he's saying, they're both dead.
That's crazy. And I want to know how much those guys get paid. I mean, yeah, really, that's a really dangerous job.
That's an insurance claim right there. I guess they're wondering, he might have been holding onto his scaffolding, so that's how it saved his life.
Well, whatever it was, that's one of the most stories that, as you said, was on Yahoo. And these were the most stories from all around the internet. Thanks a lot, guys, for participating in the
Thank
most.
Thank you. We like you the most.